one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You got a new board member here?
Yes.
It's our mascot.
The dogs, Bill.
I guess it's our mascot.
He's got dog treats in his pocket.
Approve the agenda.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Carried. Approval of vouchers, general fund 51785 to 51813, and of the ambulance fund 1802 to 1805.
I'll move for approval.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the September 11th, 2019 regular town board meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve as read.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Nothing too much happening. Things are slowing down. In our general account, we now have $1,061,736.23. And in the ambulance account, $11,245.40.
I'll move for approval of the treasurer's report.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number nine. Any public comment on agenda items? Seeing none. Item number 10, discussion and action of appointment of zoning committee and board of review members. We have a list of the people who have been serving on those committees. They all have expressed their interest in continuing to serve on them. It'll be a term from January 1st of 2019 to, or not January, July 1st of 2019 to July 1st of 2022.
Who are the people there?
Zoning committee members are Rob Milborn as the chairman, Bob Schneider, Dan Shanahan, Janet Conopeck, Eden Darwin Losey. And zoning committee alternates are Colette Welch, Denise Redlick, and Dee Dee Hansen. And then... On the board of appeals is Joy Hansen is the chairwoman, Stan Geif, Mike Zimmerman, Rick Zelm, and alternate is Roy Redlick. That is Junior.
Junior.
So what kind of woman are you looking for on this board?
Just to reappoint these people to those committees.
And as long as they're willing?
Yep.
They are.
They're all willing. You got a question?
Because you said they're from 7/1/19, so that's already behind us because they're a continuing resolution?
Well, in the state statute, it states that these members, I don't have the wording exactly, these members continue in their position until they are either removed and/or reappointed.
And then how often do they meet?
Zoning committee, maybe four times a year. Board of appeals.
Only when there's an appeal.
Whenever there's an appeal.
Yeah, and I don't think it's been for, maybe once last year.
Yeah.
Not very often.
Not very often.
Matt, if not now, can you provide the citation of that?
Sure.
It says in the statute.
It actually, it refers to the, because I know you guys brought it up, the Citizens for Education and Town Governance Group. It's referring to the Board of Adjustment, I believe. There's no exact statute. But when I talked to the town attorney on it, he said that it would be that those people would stay in place until they're otherwise removed and/or reappointed.
It refers to committees.
Yeah, that was his interpretation of how it should be. So I can get that for you. Yeah, I'm sure you've read it.
Yeah, well, I don't recall that specifically. That's why I asked.
So like going forward, is this something that would be discussed in June of next year so that it...
Well...
It goes till 2022.
June of 2022.
June of 2022 then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're your...
Yeah.
You know, so we're ahead of and not being something retro?
We can do that. For the board, because you're... may not be here.
Me neither.
I'll make a motion for approval of redesignating these members, committee members.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the members of the zoning committee and alternates, and also the Board of Appeals. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries.
Just to back it up, this, I think there has been issues in the past of somebody that has just said they passed away. At that time, then we have to address it at that time.
Then.
Right, if there's a vacancy beyond.
Or when the alternative move up, or.
Yeah. Item number 11, update audit. Gloria, actually, you asked for audit to be placed on the agenda.
Well, because it was brought, I asked that this be put on the agenda because it was brought to my attention in questioning what the end result was years ago on the audit, so I asked to have it, you know, discussed. I mean, it's like. Because it's Whitley, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and. We're dealing with a big company here, you know, it's like.
And Nancy and I can both answer this. In fact, I was on the phone with them again last week and left a message and talked to the. Yeah, Becky, who we're dealing with. And I said, we need to have this. I have.
Becky?
Yeah, Becky.
Out of Rhinelander or out of Minnesota?
No, I believe she's under, no, I think she's under the Rhinelander. She's under Rhinelander, yeah.
So I told her, I said.
Rhinelander.
Yeah, we gotta have this audit. I said, I've got board members that are demanding it. So she told me, well, we'll try to get something to you by Tuesday. I said, our meeting is Wednesday. She said, we'll try to get something to you by Tuesday. If not, we'll get it on Wednesday. Well, I checked with Nancy this morning, we still don't have it.
So you pay for it?
Yeah, because under the terms of the contract, we had to pay for it.
Did you, did representation letters, do you have to sign representation letters back to Whitley then, so they can release the audit? Was that done? Do you know? Because I know for the tribe, when we have our annual audit, there's, once they're done with the audit and they go through it with you, and they may not even be at that point with you.
They might not be.
Where then the tribe accepts that to be.
We might not be at that point, because it's never been presented.
We then have to send representation letters to Whitley stating that, you know, A, B, C, D, E, the president signs off on it, the treasurer signs off on it, and then they give us our audit.
Yeah, we might not be at that point.
Well, in terms of us, and I guess the way I look at it, it's the board that is the representatives of it, it's.
Right, the board and the treasurer.
And the treasurer.
I guess.
So, I guess what we can do is, you know, I'll keep, and/or we can get her phone number to you too.
I mean, also the group, Citizens for Education also made an open records request, so yesterday, Norm came in, he got all the correspondence that I've had since beginning of the dealings that we've had, so.
I'm not very happy with the way.
He has seen it too, so.
Can't you engage in Mr. Harold to send a very strong letter stating that this was, and you've done the audit, we want the results, and you, this is paid for.
Exactly.
Have we set a date or anything, or were we given a date to begin with?
No, they just, you know, when they would do it.
I mean, we assumed that, I mean, what was this?
I assumed that it shouldn't take any more than.
We assumed that we'd get it like in, you know, maybe April, May of 18, before the annual meeting, we thought we'd have it, but.
When I was on the board, I asked them about that a couple of times, and both times they told me I'd have it within a couple of days.
Yeah.
And that's, you know how long I've been off the board.
They do say because of our software being so old.
No, but they had had it for almost 2 years by then.
So are they.
They do say because our software is so old, it wasn't compatible with how they normally do town audits or whatever.
They led me to believe.
And that's fine.
It was ready to.
And I was willing to say, well, we should upgrade our equipment, but I'm waiting for their recommendation. Now it's been a year and a half.
I'll tell you what, they're gonna recommend Intact. That's a conflict of interest for them, because they have a partnership with Intact.
They actually recommended QuickBooks or Workhorse. And Workhorse was like $20,000. QuickBooks, you could probably get for a couple of that.
guess, because I know what, and I don't know what the budget is for attorney, or legal.
We can have her send them a letter.
I would send them a strong letter saying, look, the pleas of the town chairman have gone unanswered.
Yep.
And now we have resorted to this.
I would caution this board though at this time, because there's nothing in here for action.
No, no.
I'm not saying that we shouldn't get away from that, and my feelings are the same, it's just that we can't do an action.
No, we can't take action on that.
I mean, I'm hoping a package comes today.
I thought we'd have it yesterday.
But I've been hoping that since last night.
So I guess then for the meeting in October, I will put an actionary item on here. We can always take it off.
100%. 100%.
Yep.
But no, we'll keep following up on it here. I will get today again and tell them, you know, you just told me it was gonna be here. It's not here. We need to see it.
We'll put it on a future agenda item.
Put it on the next one.
I think if we get the actual contract that was signed to Greg Harrell and allow him to review it, and he can compose a response.
We'll have a.
With a timeframe.
We'll have a meeting next week, Wednesday again, to get back to our normal meeting schedule, so we'll put it back on the agenda.
Could you, at the same time, ask him if it's not ready, at what stage is it?
It's gotta be final, because they're supposed to have it here today. Even if they're on the phone.
Tell you what, the one thing that really gets me is I don't like being lied to.
Right.
Lied or misled are the two things that really torque me.
It's been paid for, come on.
Yeah, and you know, when somebody lies to you or misleads you like that.
Over and over.
I mean, they did my Form C for 2018, and that's all been done, and I have copies of that.
Be upfront and honest with me.
Exactly.
How long have they had the information to compile it?
Well, they were here last.
Maybe April, let's see, this was a 2017 audit, right?
Yep.
So they were here like April of 2018.
2018.
Oh, my.
They came here, they went through everything.
Spent a couple days with me and Irene, and made them all sorts of copies, and.
Well, they've probably been pretty busy with the transit.
Just for curiosity, what the charge, what was the cost for doing this audit? I mean, just nominally?
Theirs was $5,000.
No. $5,000.
$5,000.
It was about $5,000.
Okay, just curious.
It might have been a little over that with my Form C, so.
I think we took into consideration that we knew it was our first one.
Yeah.
Remember, that it might be a little clumsy to begin with, but, yeah.
Not 2 years worth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I think the most important thing that is supposed to come out of this is, we're supposed to have a great rapport with the firm that we hire, because what we really want to take out of it, which I'm sure there's nothing wrong with it, is we look for the advice on behalf of the treasurer and the clerk. Your relationship with whoever is doing your audit is supposed to be your advisor when it comes to how to make it complete, number one, and make it easy, and reconcile. I mean, that's what we're looking for. I think that was the intent. So I hate to build the fence, you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
But it does seem a little bit, neglected on the side.
It got set on the side desk and left.
So I think we'll deal with it strongly, so whatever we put in our next agenda item, that lets them have enough room so that we can make something happen.
So were they just auditing the town, or the town and ambulance, both, just the town?
All our towns.
All
our towns, yes.
Very.
So TriPassor is done, and it's over, obviously over $1 million, and this last year was the longest that they've taken it. Had it done in June of this year, so I mean, yours is a smaller count, and it takes a year and a half.
Very small budget.
Oh, I know, but it's taking twice as long for your budget versus what the TriPassor.
And what you're meaning is, it shouldn't take this long, it shouldn't take near this long.
That's complicated.
Regardless of your software, they still have the records.
They do it off of a ledger book.
I mean, they knew our software before they took the job, so.
Yeah, they asked us what it was.
I
other questions? I have no other updates. Is there a motion to adjourn at 1:15?
I'll second it.
Motion been made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye.